Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Welcome back to the other stories. How are you doing? My name's Luke Condor, that's with a K, of course, and I'm joined by my
regular...
Daniel Wilcox, how's it going, man? You alright?
Yeah, all good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I've got a beer here, a Desperado. It's very, very warm in England. We're not used to this.
It's pretty roasting.
Yeah.
I think it hit at least 16 degrees today.
At least 16?
At least.
This is a UK heatwave. I'm pretty sure this proves global warming.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. If you needed evidence, this is it.
Yeah, the ice cap that's just around the corner of my house has started to melt, and it's glistening a bit today. So
ice cap is the name of the corner shop that he goes to get his milk and groceries from.
My ice cream fell on the floor.
Cool. So we are waving goodbye to our last theme. Witches, you bloody witches, get out of here. No one wants witches about. So that was a pretty good theme. It's quite varied. It wasn't as full on witchery as I thought. I mean, your story was full on witchery.
Well, mine was classic witchery.
Classic
mine
witchery.
Was
yeah.
Double, toil and trouble.
And
probably one of my darkest stories, I feel. But
yeah.
Again, that one was inspired by a lot of people who commented on Facebook about what they wanted. So
yeah.
The characters, the gecko, everything, some of the ingredients was all from you guys. So thank you for those suggestions.
Yeah. Are you going to do anything like that again? Or does it depend on if you're struggling for ideas or.
Oh, definitely. I want to start doing it every month because I think it's quite a good exercise for me to shape it around other people, but also I love it when our listeners get involved.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'll poke your finger out there and try and get it bitten?
Yeah, I might do. Maybe if it's serial killers, that theme that's around the corner.
Yes.
Or what's the other one? Mythology. Maybe for that actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Possessed objects.
I've already done that one, so.
You've done that one.
Yeah. But anyway, so that. the next theme that we're welcoming this coming month is deities.
Could you explain what deities are, Luke?
Well, I think a deity is any sort of god or goddess or almost like a mythological being that's prayed to or worshipped in some way. If you've been watching the American Gods TV show, or if you've read the book, I mean, that's a pretty good example because that's got everything from Thor, I can't remember his name, but Anansi, the African god. Like anyone that's been worshipped to, any idea that's been worshipped to, is basically made into a physical being. So that's a good example.
At the minute for me is the wind, because I'm so hot that I'm dripping onto the microphone. So.
Yeah, yeah. I've been praying to an ice cream recently, and eventually, I think you've got to sacrifice to it for it to become a physical presence. I'm not too sure
how do you sacrifice with ice cream?
You could do anything. Yeah, the problem is, so I think you could do anything. So you could kill something, you could sacrifice a goat or a gnat, but potentially.
Can you kill fun by knocking a kid's ice cream out of his hand?
Yeah, you could sacrifice other kids' fun for your own ice cream. God, yeah, you could do that.
Please don't start knocking ice cream out of people's hands, people.
No, we don't need any more gods around there, so just leave it.
Little Billy cried.
Yeah. Okay, so this is actually the first theme. We actually have a guest writer who submitted a short story via the Other Stories website. What's this guy's name?
Steve Atkinson, if I'm correct.
Steve Atkinson, if Daniel is correct. So thanks.
I will double check that.
Thanks, Steve Atkinson, if Daniel is correct. That's an odd name, but
it's Latvian.
Yeah. So we do want to get more of you guys sort of sending in short stories. It's not something we advertise everywhere. We just sort of like to get the stories in. It varies things up. I think it's a good platform.
Stephen Atkinson. Yes.
Okay, and it's a good platform for you guys. You know, we get a lot of listens, a lot of downloads, thanks to you guys who are listening right now. So if you are writing, you want to, you know, test out your mettle and get your stories in front of people, this is a great way to do it. We don't pay any money because we don't really make enough money to do that, but maybe in the future we will.
It's fantastic sharing your stuff, and already had quite a few come through, so thank you for everyone that sent in one so far. The deadline's all on the website, send them through.
Yeah, do it. Okay, so this is a correspondence episode. We've got quite a few letters through the digital postbox, through iTunes reviews and emails and Facebook comments and that kind of thing. So we're going to read some out. Do you want me to go first, Dan, or would you like to go
after
first?
After you, sir.
Okay, so this one came in from Victor Alamilio, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, from California. What you guys have done with the podcast is magnificent. I love the stories, narration, and the themes. One of my favourite stories has to be the Scritch from the Under the Bed theme. Keep up the good work, and thank you. Thank you for the stories. You're very welcome, Victor. thanks again. But you got the next one, Dan?
That was a fantastic episode. Cool. I've got one from Cheeky Lala, Laura. Awesome. I love the Other Stories podcast, and I'm so excited to have won a copy of the print collection. Will Kez be on hand, or should I say Claw delivering it?
Yeah, he was. That book's actually already been delivered. Laura's one of the competition. Kez hand delivered it, and Laura's never been heard from again.
No, she's gone radio silent. So our thoughts are with her.
Yeah, we've got one from Nick Porter. I am pretty sure Dopamine, which is one of Ben Arrington's stories, I just jumped into number 3 in my top 10. That story was amazing. I would love to know what the other stories in the top 10 are, Nick.
It's weird to go straight to number 3 without saying what number 1 and 2 is.
Yeah.
Let us know, Nick. Let us know. I don't know who this one's from. It just says, "Hi there. Thank you so much for the opportunity." I'm guessing that's the competition.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped smiling since I heard the announcement. I'm a big fan of the Other Stories, so winning a free autographed copy, it just seems so unreal. Thank you again. You're very welcome, Anonymous.
Whoever the hell you are.
Yes.
Okay, so this is an iTunes review. 5-star reviews. It's from SF Ulps 007. Fulps. Delightfully devious. At the very top of the horror thriller sci-fi podcasts, I happened to luckily stumble across the site while online, and what a find. Compelling storytelling. Excellent. As others have said, supoib.
Supoib.
That's a weird way to find us, though, isn't it? through
just
our
online,
website.
Just, yeah. But I guess we're everywhere now.
We're right behind you.
Yep. And we've got another comment from Anonymous. It says, "You know, I still marvel at the amount of talent you all have, and to be cranking it out at the speed that you do for the podcast is truly amazing. Really quite impressive. You should be doing a TV show. But it would have to be available in the USA." Well, of course, we kind of want it everywhere. Okay, promise not to laugh, but I belly dance every time I hear your theme song, LOL.
now. I'm trying to picture how that belly dance. A little belly riff at the end there. I like it. Yeah, we'd love to do a TV show. I was actually... So I was watching a few anthology horror films, like VHS and a female-based one called XX, and they were really good. And I was thinking, the other stories would be great for that. And there's a few stories that I think would... So like four or five stories told over the course of a two-hour-long film or something like that. And I'm trying to put together a bit of a list of stories that would fit that so far. Do you want me to try and find that list now? Or?
Yeah, shoot, why not? Okay. Do you want me to read the last one while you find it?
Yeah, you do that, and I'll have a look.
Cool, so this is from W33Gav, which is another iTunes review. It says, terrific, 5 stars. Having subscribed to and enjoyed other horror short podcasts, such as Tales to Terrify and the No Sleep podcast, I wasn't sure how the other stories would measure up. And I'm delighted to say it totally exceeded expectations. Love the themes and the consistency of high quality stories and production. Also, the duration of the stories is perfect. 5 stars. So thank you, W33Gav. A lot of that, I think, comes down to Carl Hughes, our editor, who's our audio wizard. So big respect to that guy.
The last vanguard of great podcast audio, as I call it.
Yeah, and it was one of our things when we first started writing that we wanted to make it so that it was sort of commute worthy.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine having to write an hour-long story every week?
I wouldn't want to do that, I don't think. Well, we do that in books and other stuff as well, but this is different, isn't it? I quite like the short, sharp, like, I don't know, it's like a little snippet, like a little blast of horror or sci-fi or whatever the theme is at the time. I've got a film. So these are 5 stories that I think would work well together to make an anthology film that would be kind of a good example of everything that the other stories is. So the first one, I think we should open with Alien, which is the very first episode. I'm not too sure how that would work visually yet, but the twist at the end just kind of, I don't know, just kind of sets what the whole show is, and I think it worked really well. Then we go with Savant, which is Ben Arrington's, it's kind of like a catfish sort of story.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah. It's got a really great ending. I can just see that visually working really well with like the flashing lights and the sirens and stuff. It'd be terrifying. Then I figured we go for something maybe a little less violent with one of my stories, Finders Keepers, which is a sort of odd, I wouldn't say a comedy, but it's got like a sort of comedic, sort of black comedy to it. And then I've got for the fourth story, I wasn't too sure. I was thinking either 50 Year Lie, which is one of your stories, Dan, or Twisted Love.
So, I think personally my favourite out of those two is Twisted Love. But I think both could work quite well as self-contained things.
And they sort of, again, they sort of mix things up a bit, trying to get like a good example of the horror, the craziness, the sci-fi.
I think 50 Year Lies, slower paced, so might work well.
Or I did also have All the Heart of the Jungle, which is one of my favourite of yours, because that would be a completely different setting.
Yeah.
I know the moon would be as well. But yeah, exactly, yeah. It would be a bit like, it'd have that sort of apocalypto sort of feel to it, and I just think it'd be horrifying. And also, like, you know, the blindfold, you could just have the screen go black, and you could just have all the sound design. And I just think it would work really cool as a film.
That'd be a fun one to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That so would.
Yeah. And then that would be the film. So,
I think that'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we need to get it onto screen somewhere or another.
If anyone listening has a load of funding and wants to direct and work on with us on a cool film, then get in touch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's it. So we're just going to welcome Deities again. Hello, Deities. You'll be around for a
month. We also have 2 new patrons this month.
Yes, we do. Do you have their names per chance?
I do. So, signed up at the beginning of this month, Nick Porter and JM Bryan.
Of course, yeah. Hey, JM, how's it going? JM's a writer and a cartoonist, and a really great one as well. He did an El Marvo picture for us.
Oh, wow.
But Nick Porter, thanks so much. I don't know what you do. I'm sure you're very talented in your field. You just have to let us know if you're a writer or professional podcast listener. Yes. You do that very
well.
So
if you want to get yourself a bonus episode of The Other Stories every month, as well as some other cool goodies, just find us at patreon.com/hawkandcleaver. And there you can pledge for as little as $1 a month, support us, give us a coffee a month, and then you also get yourself some free goodies as well. And we do kind of post a lot on there as well, with beta access to our books.
Yeah.
And like I say, questions for different episodes and stuff. So it's well worth going on there and hanging out with us.
Yeah, yeah. Also, maybe come join in the Facebook group as well. If you go to Facebook and then either go to our Facebook page or just search Hawk and Cleaver in the Facebook search bit, you should see the group there. Lots of cool stuff there happening. You know, people talking about stuff, us posting what we're watching on TV, you know, films and that kind of jazz. But yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Cool. All okay. Are we? I think that's us sorted for the month.
So welcome in, deities, and we will see you next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.